This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Arkansas is now just one step away from establishing a seasonal dicamba ban. The Arkansas State Plant Board advanced a proposal last week saying the use of dicamba should be prohibited from April 16th to October 31st next year. The move comes after farmers complained that soybeans and other crops were damaged when the herbicide drifted away from where it was sprayed this summer. However, another group of farmers petitioned the state against the ban. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Monsanto previously submitted a petition asking the board to reject the proposed cutoff date for sprays and warned the company might file a lawsuit if the board denied the request. A Monsanto spokesperson told the newspaper volatility is not a problem and that science did not support the plant board's decision. However, experts say dicamba is risky because it can vaporize and drift across fields after they are sprayed. The Rural Main Street Index fell to its lowest level of the year last month as farmland prices declined and ag equipment sales were dismissal. The index, compiled by Nebraska's Creighton University, surveys bank CEOs in 10 Midwestern states. Overall, the index, which ranges between 0 and 100, slumped to 39.6, its lowest level since December of 2016, and down from 42.2 in August. More than half of respondents reported they're restructuring farm loans, while approximately 18% indicated their bank had increased collateral requirements. The confidence index, which reflects expectations for the economy 6 months out, increased to a weak 36.1 from 35.6 in August, indicating a continued pessimistic outlook among bankers. Organizer Ernie Goss says concerns about trade, drought conditions in portions of the region, and low ag commodity prices impaired bankers' economic outlook for the month. Well, as you know, combines are rolling throughout the WSMI listening area, and the warm, dry weather over the weekend allowed a lot of harvesting to be done. Steve Plocker of Madison County says he's still waiting for crops to dry down just a little bit more, but other farmers in his area are working full speed ahead.
Well, it's just like they had said all year, variability. So there's some guys going real strong, and there's a good handful that haven't started yet, but almost everybody has nosed into a field of corn or beans, something, just to see what's going to happen. And by the end of the week, I think everybody will be running pretty well full steam the way it looks down here.
Have you had a chance to harvest any crops on your acres yet?
We just a very minimal. I opened the corn field up on Saturday. We had got a combine ready and nosed out there, and the corn was still running 18% yet on the April planted corn. And around here, you know, 50 to 75% of the acres were replanted later in May. So that's got a good 10 points of moisture, almost more than this early stuff. So the early acres are pretty well ready to come out. You hear some guys even as low as 15, 16 coming out of the field. But the later stuff has got quite a bit of moisture. So we need another week or so of this hot weather that nobody likes.
What about bean acres? It's been kind of an odd year because some bean fields are coming out before corn, and a lot of times it's just the opposite of that.
Yeah, we're seeing that down here, too, and once again, variability. And some people have speculated down here where fungicide use has become pretty common in our area anyhow. The acres that had fungicide applied are just not quite ready, and those that weren't have pretty well turned, and guys have been knocking them out pretty hot and heavy the last couple of days.
You mentioned the V word, and that's variability, and that is so true throughout the whole state, and I think the Midwest. In your area in Madison County or throughout the county, what do you think yields are going to do? I know some parts of southern Illinois, people have turned in crop insurance claims because there's just not a lot out in the cornfields. You know, what do things look like by you?
Well, here, being located in eastern Madison County and sort of northeastern corner, and if you watch the drought maps that they've been publishing on TV, we're kind of the oasis that isn't showing a drought, and we've been pretty fortunate in this area. We've got a rain almost every week all summer long, except for about the middle of June there. We skipped a week where it got pretty hot and dry. So you hate to maybe say it, but a lot of people are talking, you know, the best yields they've ever had anyhow in corn. I guess beans, I haven't really heard many people talk bean yields here, but they look outstanding. So I really good right here, but you can go 20 miles any direction and you can have, like you're talking, I've heard people talk 30 to 50 to 80 bushel corn and, you know, 30 and 40 bushel beans. So it's really pretty right here, and you don't have to go far, and it really looks sad. So variability.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Steve, it's great to hear that things look good where you're farming. That's always a plus, and we do feel sorry for those farmers that weren't so fortunate. As you said, you're just getting started with harvest, so weather permitting and if everything goes right, about how long do you think it'll take you to finish harvest completely this year?
For us, here again, we're not a big farmer, so, you know, a week and a half in beans and a week and a half in corn, and we'd have everything pretty well wrapped up with normal operating conditions. So we'll still be done. If the weather stays dry like this, we'll still be done early, other than we'll probably have to wait a week or two, like I'd mentioned, probably let that later corn dry down a little bit in the field as much as possible.
Do you plan to store much of your grain at home or on farm storage, or will you be taking most of it to an elevator?
We typically store all of our corn on farm, and usually we have enough storage. This year, with the yields that I'm expecting and kind of went out and estimated, we will probably run short. So I'm not sure. We've been looking into different options if we want to do storage or sell the cash and buy an option or something, but to kind of leave our price. With the low prices, we want to leave the pricing option open a little here longer. Beans, we've got quite a few sold at a fairly decent price, and I guess we'll kind of play that by ear as we get through harvest here. If they hold in the upper $9, we may sell quite a few of those for just to keep the cash flow and get fertilizer spread this fall and things like that.
Well, sounds good, Steve. As we know, last week was Farm Safety Week. You're involved with some safety things in your county. Any words of advice to your fellow farmers as we enter another week of harvest?
You know, for early harvest, and I heard you had a story the one day from the combine fire. I know of four of them now here in the three-county area that have burned in the last week. So that's really kind of unusual for harvest being as early as it is. You know, you usually see that later in harvest as the dirt has had a chance to build up on combines. We had a combine fire, well, actually started the field on fire, a hot bearing in a combine here Saturday afternoon, and this was on a newer machine, so you can't take anything for granted, but keep the machines as clean as possible, so if you do have the hot bearing issue, the whole machine doesn't go up because the construction methods and plastic fuel tanks, things can escalate in a hurry if a fire gets started. So whatever you do, get out of the way, call 911, and get your neighbors coming with a tractor and disc to protect your fields.
And once again, that report comes to us from Steve Plocker of Madison County. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.